Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Mo Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. The first reading at Mass today is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and it's from chapter 58. And about two-thirds of the way down from the reading is what I'd like to reflect on today. It says, "This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" In reflecting, okay, Lord, you're saying the fasting that you wish is releasing those bound unjustly. Who's bound unjustly in my life? What does that mean? And oftentimes I think about those who I don't forgive. Even just for the simplest of things, like years ago. And oftentimes when I look at something that someone else did and I'm frustrated or I'm hurt from it, I realize that I lack love for them of where they're at. I struggle with having a very high standard for people, and when they fail to reach that standard, then I get disappointed, I get upset, and I'm like, okay, well, I just can't trust this person, or I can't rely on this person, which is a sense of pride of I always meet my standards, right? Even when I don't. Or that I just can't depend on anybody else. To love them where they're at and to want their good rather than clenching onto their failure or their shortcomings or whatever the situation is. And that brings freedom in my heart to love them and to give them that forgiveness, but it also frees me because it's a weight I don't have to carry because I'm bound by this unforgiveness. And then going farther into the passage, I'm setting free the oppressed, whether it's speaking a word of truth. I mean, our culture is so filled with lies that like money and power and successful jobs and sex and drugs and all these different things, that's what a good life is. But that's really an oppression, this idea of material things making us happy. I remember when I was teaching Totus Tuus in Colorado, I had a teammate who came from a very wealthy family and very much wanted to live a life like his parents had. But I can just see within my teammate, this money is really important. And I just remember he went on a mission trip not long after our summer together. And then he ended up joining seminary. And we had this conversation over Christmas one time. And he said, "Mo, I realized that there's more to life than money. That people who don't have it have a sense of joy and happiness that I've never experienced before." That struck me because often in my own life, the people who are the most joyful are the most free are these people who have very little, but the things that they have that they hold as important are their faith, their family, being able to serve others. And there's this freedom that I find in them that is more difficult to see in people who haven't experienced that type of poverty. The last point from the scripture verse that I'd like to reflect on is sheltering the oppressed and the homeless. After reading that, I thought of this quote that I have in my house that's from St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, also known as Edith Stein. And the quote is, "A woman's soul is a shelter in which other souls can unfold." And I really experienced that in my life in the past couple years through prison ministry and jail ministry. There's this poverty of being heard and being listened to. It's such a gift to listen to someone and not necessarily want to fix or solve all their problems, but to actually just hear them and to relate with them and to mourn with them and to laugh with them and to cry with them. Just see them and know them and listen. That's such a gift that brings so much freedom when you're heard and you're seen. In a similar way, when I pray and I encounter the Lord and I'm listening to what He desires of me, that I feel seen and I feel heard and understood. I might not go away with all of the answers or have all of my problems solved, but I'm filled and I'm free in a way that I wasn't before. Let us pray. Lord, I ask for the grace to experience your freedom. The areas where my life is bound up or I'm oppressed, Lord, that I would give them to you and you would bring freedom. And that from that experience and encounter with you, that I may bring that freedom that you desire to offer others to them. Whether it's through forgiveness or just loving people where they're at, whether it's speaking a word of truth to them or simply just listening to them. Lord, grant me the grace to be your eyes and your ears and to love with your heart your people who desire to encounter you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.